Undeterred by thoughts of ghosts or goblins, and exhilarated by the dazzling wealth of their find, the workmen eagerly shared out chunks of the gold sheet, with the farmer taking the largest pieces. It would have been easy for the story to end there. The year was 1833, and burials from a distant past, however exotic, enjoyed little legal protection. The isolated location of the burial site, near the town of Mold, not far from the north coast of Wales, meant that the wider world could easily have continued in ignorance of its existence. That this didn't happen owes everything to a curious local vicar, the Reverend C.B. Clough, who wrote an account of the find that aroused the interest of the Society of Antiquaries, hundreds of miles away in London. 3 years after the spoils from the burial had been divided, the British Museum bought from the tenant farmer the first and the largest of the fragments of gold, which had been his share of the booty. Much that the vicar recorded had by that stage disappeared, including virtually the whole skeleton. This left only 3 large and 12 small, crushed and flattened fragments of the decorated gold object. It took another 100 years for the museum to gather together enough of the remaining fragments, and some indeed are still missing, to begin a complete reconstruction of this divided treasure. What was the object that these fragments belonged to? When had it been made? Who had worn it? As more archaeological discoveries were made, it became clear that the mould burial was indeed prehistoric and dated to the newly identified Age of Bronze, around 4,000 years ago.